You're listening to the Gospel Project for Adults Weekly Leader Training, helping you guide your group through its study of the storyline of Scripture. Hey there, thanks for joining us for the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Adults. I'm Aaron Armstrong, brand manager for the Gospel Project, and with me is Daniel Davis, the content editor for the Gospel Project for Adults. So, Daniel, today we are discussing Unit 21, Session 4, Jesus Teaches About Living Water, which is the final session of this unit and of this volume.
Yes.
And so, just before we get into our discussion, listeners, we really hope that this new format of presenting our leader training to help you guide your groups through this content every week, that it's helpful for you, that it's a little bit easier to engage with and access than our previous video leader training was, which even then we hope that was helpful as well,
of course.
But yeah, we'd love to hear what you think about that and this. And so do drop us a line on Facebook, on Twitter. Shoot us an email at thegospelproject@lifeway.com. Those are great ways to get in touch with us and provide your feedback. So with all of this out of the way, Daniel, what are we talking about in this session?
When Jesus has a conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well in John 4,
mm-hmm.
as part of that conversation, he speaks about living water,
mm-hmm.
what true worship entails, and about his identity as the Messiah. So we get to cover some nice, meaty subjects in
right.
this session.
So this is not an easy one at all. This is not a gimme.
No.
Okay. All right.
It's a familiar story.
I think
a lot to it.
Right. And I mean, it's tempting to jump ahead and start thinking about issues that we're going to face because we'll get there. But let's just get this out of the way. One of the challenges that we always have as teachers and as discussion facilitators, however your group is structured, is the challenge of familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can come to a story, we can come to a passage in Scripture, we can come to a narrative, anywhere in the Bible, really. And we can think that because we've read it a bunch of times, which for most of us really means we've read it twice. we can come to it and we can think, okay, well, I've gotten everything that I can get out of it. And what we need to remember is that there's no way for us to truly exhaust Scripture. There's always more that God wants to show us. He may want to show us different things at different times.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a chance that for some people this will feel very familiar to them from their past experiences studying this particular passage, but we are absolutely trusting that God is going to be at work through it, even if it's primarily in you as the group leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that kind of caveat out of the way, what would you say is the most important thing that group members should take away from this session?
I am drawn to Jesus' description of true worship as being in spirit and in truth in John 4, 23 mm-hmm. and 24. Jews and the Samaritans were territorial about the place of proper worship, but Jesus went straight past those, in his own day, those outdated debates to the core issues that true worship is a reflection of the God we worship. So it is not tied to a geographical location because God is a spirit and he's omnipresent. He is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And true worship is grounded in truth because our God is a God of truth. He himself is the truth, the reality upon which all things are grounded. So we get the proper understanding of worship from the only God that we are to worship, the Lord God.
Nice.
So we need to be just mindful that worship is spirit. In spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great takeaway that helps frame. Some groups might leave from studying this session and going
yeah.
into a worship service
yeah.
and can go in with a fresh understanding of worship in spirit and truth and pondering what that looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also have a short video explainer of our essential Christian doctrine around of worship that will be available by the time you are studying this session. So we'll include that in the show notes, and you can check that out as well. So Daniel, let's get back to my favorite part, which is really challenges or issues, because it just fits my personality. So what are some challenges? I am a contrarian. It's true. But what are some challenges or issues that might come up in this session?
In point three, you are encouraged to instruct your group members to use the space in their daily discipleship guide on page 125 to consider some reasons we might be hesitant to share the gospel with others. Given the Samaritan woman's eagerness to go and tell others about the Messiah, or at least the question, is this the Messiah whom I've been speaking to? We might be able to struggle with a sense of guilt over our own hesitations about sharing the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So the encouragement for you as a leader teacher is to lead the way in being honest about the reasons for our hesitations, but encourage yourself and your group with the good news of the gospel that is found at the bottom of page 143 in the leader guide. Emphasize that the same gospel that covers even over our hesitations and our failures to share the gospel is the same gospel that we get to share to other people, because that gospel helps to show the salvation that God has provided for us in Christ to cover over our sin, all sin.
Mm-hmm.
All sin is covered in the cross of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what's one final encouragement that we would have for leaders about this session?
The Leader Pack has a reproducible handout titled Christ as Prophet, which explains details about Old Testament prophets, how they were identified, what was part of their ministry and their role, identifies some of the key prophets of the Old Testament, and how they were treated, and then helps to translate those truths from the Old Testament to how Jesus fulfilled the role of a prophet in general, in the way that he carried out his ministry and in the ways that he was treated, but then goes a step further to show how Jesus is the promised prophet from the Old Testament.
Right, the capital P prophet,
the one that
was like Moses, who would come after him but was greater than him.
Right.
Yep.
So my encouragement is to have copies of that handout available for your group members so they can have it handy as they are reading more closely about Jesus' prophetic conversation with the Samaritan woman in their daily devotions for this week.
Great. Perfect. All right, Daniel, thanks for chatting about this. And we made it. We made it through the first volume of our leader training podcast.
Yay.
We did it. So thank you for chatting with me through this volume. And
pleasure.
Yeah. And thank you for listening to this week and this volume's leader training for the Gospel Project for Adults. We'll be back next week as we kick off volume 8 of the Gospel Project for Adults, Jesus the Servant. And there's going to be a lot of great things in there as we dig in deeper into Jesus's ministry, doing wonders and teaching the Word of God. And so for more resources to help you guide your group through this session, please visit gospelproject.com/additional-resources.